Hello and welcome to Behind the Scenes of the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show, a podcast where I take you into my world as a radio producer.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
6 to 9.
6 to 9.
On Smile.
On Smile 90.4 FM.
I want to start by giving you a few examples of how I gauge whether or not an idea will make a good moment on radio. It's all about simplicity and relatability. If I listen to the team telling a story and immediately have that "I do that too" moment, I know it's a goodie. And I got that moment hearing about universal experiences we all have with our dads.
Wat het jy op Vadersdag gedoen?
Well, ek het 'n bietjie droë wors vir Franna gekoop, maar hy is mos Olof se pa.
Ja. So. Ja.
En natuurlik 'n video call met my pa.
Ja.
But it was so funny because I had this whole speech written down and I'm going to tell him how much I appreciate him.
Your dad,
I think,
eh?
Yeah, my dad now. Yeah. I gave him a call and after like the first two sentences, he's like, okay, sharp. Okay. Here's bye-bye. The point
thumbs
to my
up.
Mom. I'm like, wow, I'm not done. I'm just starting.
Okay. And Papa Rocky, who was Yona?
When they wake up in the morning, my kids and family, and then they disappear, and then more than 5 minutes goes, they're burning down some part of the house. My kids are in the process of making something for me in the kitchen, and I could smell something, and then they come, "Dad, Father's Day!" And then the kids came running in, the puppy came running in, and they all dive-bombed me, and that was Father's Day.
Perfect.
You and your dad talk on WhatsApp, and you constructed a heartfelt message to your dad, saying something like, "Dad, I just wanted to say Happy Father's Day. I love you. I'm very proud of you. And I'm just very grateful for the life that you have given me and all of the opportunities that you have provided and all of the advice that you have given has helped me become the person that I am today. I owe everything in my life to you." Very heartfelt. And the response you get is a thumbs up emoji. And we know that thumbs up emoji means everything, means all of the love, all of the dad pride that he can muster and send to you. It means a lot. I think the same can be said for what it was like when your parents invited guests over.
Do you ever remember your folks having friends around? And as a kid, your mom and dad would clean the house and then you'd come along like a whirlwind, like this tornado. And mom would not let you sit on the couch. "Don't sit on the couch. We've got people coming around. Don't touch that. We've got people coming around. Leave.
Oh my word, we had
just cleaned the house."
Mm-hmm. We had, exactly, to play outside until all the floors are dried up. Want niemand wil voetspore daar agter los nie. Dan is dit moeilikheid, papi.
When the function food came out, right?
Sure.
And that would come out before the guests would arrive. And mom would be with the oven gloves taking the samosas out and the various little things. And you'd be like, "Oh, it smells so good." And when she wasn't looking, you'd take some chuckles out the bowl. And when she wasn't looking, you'd take it. And she turned around, I saw you, that bowl was full.
Mm.
We're having guests around and you eating all the food.
Nie eers dit nie. Sometimes you're not allowed to even eat the guests' food.
Ja,
you
ja.
Had a special plate.
Not that was you. Mag jy van die Coke drink? You're not allowed to drink fizzy drinks. It was a fizzy drinks for the visitors.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't it amazing? When the guests arrive, it's almost like now it's go, 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 go. We can now fill up. Everyone was starving until the guests go. And when the guests arrive, it was almost like it's now green flag. Everything is game on the table. And now your kids sit at the end of the table and they scoff. And you go, "Tom, stop it now.
Yeah.
Stop it. Leave something for the guests." Because you've been starving for the last 2 hours. Your folks have not allowed you to take anything off the table.
Rocky, it was Royal Rumble in our house between my brother and sister. And then we go for that table and then Paco's a naughty tater.
All you get from your mom and dad is, "Stop it. Babe, stop. You've already got one in your mouth and two in your hands." And you're like, "Yeah, I want to grab more."
Now let me take you into the world of the occasional panic that a producer has when he's simultaneously managing callers, editing audio, and keeping the on-air talent on their toes. Time is very important in commercial radio. We have adverts that need to play at certain times, music that needs to play, and I also don't like getting skiffed out by our news team when we start a bulletin at 1 minute past the hour. So I need to constantly monitor how long Ryan and the team are talking and get them to wrap up when a moment is right. But sometimes it's tough when they're having too much fun and I have to get creative with it.
Well, you weren't in a band.
No, but
you
kicked out.
Oh.
Anna was at a band.
Yeah,
actually.
Neuf
Nation.
Your
friends.
Yes,
your
university
friends.
Band.
What was it called?
Neuf Nation. An R&B band.
Neuf Nation.
We had Nathan Null on the keys,
myself and Dill on the vocals.
Let's relive the Youth Nation, Neaf Nation.
Yeah, we did covers jams most of the time.
Well, you weren't on. Were you on vocals or were
I
you
was
on
vocals, backup vocals. Dylan likes
backup,
led
backup
us.
Right. Yeah,
and like he
was
right on, at the back.
Bach, yay.
We are Neaf Nation.
Yeah,
we go to the radio station. We're Neaf Nation. With Dylan on leads, Ricky pleads to join Neaf Nation. Creation for the musical nation. We're Neaf Nation. Creating the beats for the people on the streets. Like to jam in the day. Any given day, except Wednesday. But Thursday, Friday, Saturday too, we've got a band and it's going to come play for you. We're Neaf Nation.
Neaf Nation, Neaf Nation.
The nation for the people, the nation for the station. Neaf Nation.
Neaf Nation, Neaf Nation, Neaf Nation.
We're jamming away at the train station with Neaf Nation.
Neaf Nation, Neaf Nation, Neaf Nation.
Ha! See? Ha! I'm coming for you, Neaf Nation!
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you've run out of time, so get to ads, please.
I want to end off by telling you what it's like when certain things don't go to plan. In this case, it was expecting a guest to arrive at a certain time, and then they just don't. On Thursday, rapper Early B was supposed to come in at 7, but he wasn't feeling well the night before and had accidentally overslept, and he didn't make it to the show. You know, I usually wouldn't reschedule an interview, but you know what? Mistakes happen, and come on, it's Early B.
Wake up, wake up. Early B, he is here. Early B. Smile FM. How's it, B?
It's been lekker.
Funny dollar, baby.
Funny dollar, baby. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
So if you're a new person discovering Early B's music, you cannot help yourself.
Yes.
I'm with it, fool. Got to feel it.
I have another single actually on the way. All of us can make love songs.
Yes.
But what about that song where you feel like, hey, ik weet deze liefde nog steeds in?
No brother, me hapen, meneer. No brother.
So the song's name is Situationship. The relationship raken, Situationship.
Not only is a man being well music wise, but he's also on the racetrack. Yeah, he's a machine on the racetrack.
You know what? I thought, okay, I'm rapping a bit too fast now. Let me just match it up. So I jumped on the racetrack because a petrol cop must my. I'm used to drag racing. Sure, robot to robot.
I climb in my car and race with an insane house.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Powered by FNB Private.
Advice that's as well traveled as you.
Unlock invaluable. Help changes everything.
Smile 90.4 FM.
That's it for this week, friends. Catch you next time.